Everybody, Albert Hernandez, the Untamed Chef, coming at you live from beautiful Visalia, California. And we have a little bit of rain out here today, so thank you, Lord, for that, because we definitely need it in this dried up valley. We definitely need the rain. Harvest wasn't that good for a lot of our farms, so we want to make sure, first and foremost, that we keep praying for rain, because we definitely need it, but more importantly, that we just be grateful for the little rain that we get, because it really does go a long way here in your beautiful San Joaquin Valley. Alrighty, well, like I said, welcome to the show. You could call me the Untamed Chef. You could call me Chef. You can call me L, but only my mom calls me Bert, so we'll leave it there. Anyways, we have an interesting show lined up tonight. I want to thank everybody for coming on. If you're on the eastern part, you know, you're staying up a little bit later than normal. Get ready for your schedule. You know, we had a amazing Thanksgivings all over the world. And what we're going to talk about tonight is a little bit, what do we do with the leftovers? You know, what happens? You know, I mean, turkey sandwiches get a little mundane after a while. So we're going to spice them up a little bit, and I'm going to teach you a couple little things that might make the food taste better and make it taste new. So that way you can finish your 25-pound birds that everybody cooked for a family of four. I'm just playing. Me and my family did turkey breast. It was amazing. We always, like I said, start off our show. We want to thank all of our sponsors. I want to thank Organic Pastures, Raw Milk Dairy. A special shout-out to the McAfee family. You guys are all rock stars. I love you to death. Salzer and Dillard Funeral Chapel, Jeff and Steve, you guys are amazing, and you've been doing amazing work here in the beautiful Visalia, California, for a long time now. Victor Perez, a law firm, thank you so much for your sponsorship. The Cellar Door, Denise and Dan, how you guys doing out there? And the Visalia Quick Smog, who actually smogged my Mercedes this week, and I passed with flying colors, and it's amazing. So if you need to get a smog, come out and check my buddies out over here. They can smog a car in under 10 minutes, which is pretty darn good when you're in a hurry. It must be that new technology. It helps a lot. But a special thanks to Mr. Israel there. I really appreciate everything. Thank you so much. Sunbless Orchards, how you doing, Carolyn? Madrid's Team Realty, thank you guys for your sponsorship. The San Joaquin Wine Company, welcome to the team. Cindy, California Association of Agriculture and Labor, always a pleasure. These guys are doing amazing things for farmers and making sure fair compensation is going to farm workers, and these farm workers are working here legally and legitimately, which is really important. It helps with the issues we have right now with all these borders and everything. You know, everybody deserves a right to work if they want to work, and I respect the heck out of the California Association of Agriculture and Labor. And to a new sponsor, Rosenthal Olive Oil, how you doing, Karen and the Rosenthal family? This is going to be a lot of fun. We're going to have a lot of fun with these products. We're going to do some amazing things. To Bravo Farms Handmade Cheese, thank you, Mr. Bill Borsba, I appreciate it. Dave, how you doing out there? To Cooking Sensations, also known as Mila Vineyards, but Cooking Sensations is a gourmet seasoning company out of Fresno, California. They do an amazing product, and we have a lot of recipes lined up to use this amazing product. To the Visalia Grocery Outlet Bargain Market, we did an amazing demonstration. This was the Saturday before Thanksgiving. We demonstrated how to do amazing food, you know, in short amounts of time, and it helped a lot, you know, showing someone how to do their full Thanksgiving dinner. You know, it was 30 minutes what I was doing, but the way we had it set up was for at least to pull off the meal in an hour, so very successful. Joe Lucero and the Monterey Sausage Company, thank you so much, sir, for your sponsorship. I greatly appreciate it. So Colburn Cattle Ranch, thank you so much to Greg and everybody at the Colburn family, especially Ron, who said yes. That's always the most important thing, the guy who writes the checks and breaks the necks, I'm assuming, right? To Casa Grande Assisted Living, a special thanks to the Silvera family, to Direct Appliance, to Colleen and Ron Winter. Thank you so much. And last and definitely not least is Glick's Old Fashioned Meat and Deli Mart here in Visalia, California. I got to tell you guys right now, me and my wife went here this weekend, and it was absolutely amazing. And the food is second to none that they're serving, that they're selling, so you can cook. But they're hot deli, and I highly recommend their blue cheese potato salad is insane. It was super good, and it just It all makes sense, and that's what we have to remember with food. It has to make sense, otherwise we don't really get that excited about it. And we had the pleasure of being able to try out some amazing food. Okay, so I am very pleased to announce to everybody, drum roll, brrr, I guess I could do that better. You would think being a Latin American, I could roll that. Brrr, well, I guess I kind of did it right there. We are on our way to New York tomorrow, flying to LaGuardia at 11:37 p.m. Eastern Time, and we start shooting Tuesday morning. The Untamed Chef is going to be seen and heard all over the world. We already heard by ways of Grilly and Ideas Radio. Thank you so much to Mr. Grilly and Ideas and to Lori. You guys are amazing. And it's amazing what we're able to do here. The Untamed Chef is going to teach real educational cooking, but more importantly, it's going to show educational cooking on a way that it's never been shown before. And no disrespect to the affiliate stations like the Food Network and all these other, you know, different networks who automatically you put something in the oven and out comes, you know, a cake that was made in 2 minutes. You know, we're not doing that. We do real food at Foodie TV. And what we have planned and what we have lined up is really some rock star stuff. So what I'm going to do real quick is I'm going to give you guys all the preview that I know you want to hear because it's definitely important. This is the first season. We're going to do 6 shows in my plays. That'll be 7 shows that will be airing Foodie TV, which is brought to you by on Roku Box, Apple TV, Amazon Fire, available 2015 of January. We are set up for an amazing, amazing show, and we are going to do some amazing things for everybody. That's what we're definitely want to aim for. So the very first recipe we will be demonstrating on the show is my smoked tomato bisque with the cilantro Spanish cream and aged feta. Cream of broccoli, Bravo Farms aged white cheddar, and grated smoked Gouda. Smoked bacon and cauliflower with 6-year-aged Bravo Silver Mountain cheese. And one thing about this amazing product that is made is, without a doubt, Bill is a master cheesemaker. He's one of the very few master cheesemakers we have here in the San Joaquin Valley. There's a lot of them who call themselves masters, but this guy, I'm telling you, if you've seen his factory, and I encourage anybody to go down there to the 9th Street Cheese Factory in beautiful Fowler, California, and go check out what he's doing, because it's rock star status what he's doing. It is unbelievable. We have an Arbasana lemon baked salmon with a lemon barouge. So all these recipes, guys, everybody's going to be able to understand how to make this stuff. I am giving you a preview to what is going to be, you're going to be able to make and what you're going to be able to understand and appreciate. And I want everybody to understand this, that being a chef doesn't have any meaning unless we are teaching and educating people how to cook. And for me, that's very important. I want to make sure to let you guys know, hey, my kitchen is an open-door kitchen. You have a question, you give me a call. I will give you any recipe I could possibly give you under the sun, under the moon, you name it, anything you want to learn. Just shoot me a line, www.ajhtheuntamedchef.com. Leave me a message. These messages go straight to my phone. The only time I don't answer is if I'm asleep, if I'm eating, or if I am in church, because, come on, we're not supposed to have our phones on in church. So we'll leave that as a warning for everybody who likes to have their phone on in church. And there's nothing more importantly than going there to listen to what you're doing. And like I said, thank you so much to my Lord and Savior. It has been a ridiculous mountain to climb, but with faith and perseverance and good support from Brilliant Ideas and Foodie TV working really well with me, we have been able to accomplish this goal, and we are going to make history on Tuesday, and I am absolutely blown away. I'm going to miss the heck out of my family. I'll be gone for the week, but you know what, everybody, you guys deserve this. America deserves the Untamed Chef. You deserve a show that actually teaches you something. You deserve a chef who actually cares and who wants to give you this knowledge. Okay, so back to the recipes. Slow roasted pork loin topped with a serrano, caramelized onion, maple glaze. All this stuff I'm saying, everybody's going to be able to learn it. You're going to be able to take this in, learn it, and to appreciate it. And that's so important for me, like I said, to teach you guys this, especially towards all the husbands out there, all you husbands listening all over the world right now on the show. It's so important that you understand you have to cook for your family. And don't just go in the back and do some grilling. There's nothing wrong with that. But you know what? Don't be afraid to show a little bit of finesse, you know, and use the saute pans. Get in that same kitchen your wife cooks in 6 days a week and, you know, try to take the day off on Sunday or something. Always mix it up. Make it fun. Marriages last longer. People eat better. And families come closer together. Food is love. Food is power. And I absolutely adore what I do every moment of every day. I couldn't think of anything else in the world that I would rather be than to be your champion and to be your chef who's going to teach you guys all this stuff. Okay, so back to recipes. Chipotle garlic rack of lamb with a Rosenthal balsamic cream. And the cream we're actually going to be using is the amazing cream from Organic Pastures, raw milk dairy. And this cream, what's so amazing about it, it helps the sauce to not only get thicker faster, but it's a raw product, so it means when we barely cook it, we're not going to pasteurize it in any way, which means it's still going to have all those good, healthy things that it's supposed to do for your body, for our immune system. And most of us, you know, we think, you know, we're lactose intolerant because that's what doctors have been telling us for years. However, we haven't been drinking the right milk, you know. I mean, you can't say that every child is born lactose intolerant. How do you think lactose intolerance starts? It starts after poor diet for most people. If you ask them, what do you eat? They'll tell you they don't eat a lot of good stuff if they're lactose intolerant, because they're keeping all the cream and the dairy out of their product. So what I'm trying to say here is this. Give the raw milk challenge a try. www.organicpastures.com. You can find milk anywhere and everywhere. And it's all over California right now, most places. There's a couple of places where it's secluded and it's not allowed, but it's right across the street. So don't be afraid to get in there and enjoy this, because it's such an amazing product. Okay, so the next recipe is Glick's Old Fashioned Duck Breast with the San Joaquin Raspberry Compote. So all these recipes, as good as they sound, they taste even better, guys. And I'm going to teach every single one of you how to do it. The Untamed Chef is here. The Untamed Chef is here to stay. And we are ready to make history. We are rocking the airwaves, and we're going to be rocking the television waves here very soon. Spicy prawns a la plancha with an avocado parmesan mousse. This is one that everybody's been asking me for, and I finally said, you know what? It's time to give up the goods here and show everybody what it is and what it's all about. It's super easy to make. And I'm going to laugh if I see a lot of this stuff on menus here in town. But you know what? It's totally okay, because I'm here to inspire. My talent is derived from the Holy Spirit, and therefore it's supposed to be shared with the world. It's not for me to – if I can make a little bit of money, I mean, why not? But overall, I want to leave this world with an amazing legacy, knowing, hey, this guy really cared to teach good food. And you know, I don't get looked upon for a lot of contests and stuff that I used to, because I don't have a restaurant. But I still have 8 trophies that remind me every day that I'm doing the right thing. I'm 29 years old. I've got my own radio show, and I have my own television show that starts in less than 48 hours. So I don't know about you guys, but I'm pretty darn stoked about that. And I have worked my tail off to get to where I'm at. So nothing was ever given to me. I want to give a special shout out first and foremost to my beautiful wife, Antonia, to my sons, Adam and Joseph Michael. I love you guys so much, and it means so much to me that as the provider of our family, that I can do this and I can really show the world how amazing my family is. And the hard work that I put in and what you get out of me is because I have an amazing support system. To my mother, who worked 2 jobs, you know, when I was growing up, you know, we were growing up, she worked all the time to make sure that we had just the basics, you know. I'm very grateful for that, Mom. Thank you. To my grandfather, Joe Vasquez, I love you to death. When I was 15 years old, watching you cook in the kitchen, it sparked something in my heart. And sometimes everybody laughs, say, I think you were polluted, but you know what? I absolutely just fell in love with food, and that day was the best day of my life, you know, watching my grandpa cook these eggs that were, oh, they were hideous looking, you know, he was very frugal, my grandpa, and I love him so much, and I do love you, Grandpa, and my legacy is because of you, and I'm grateful for that. But he would cook these eggs, and so he could save money, you know, he would use the fat from the bacon that would render out, and cook the eggs, and they were like, they looked like these brown, purple, swampy looking eggs, but I'm going to tell you guys right now, they were unbelievable. And as we know that, you know, with this whole bacon fad going on, it's very easy to say, you know what, the eggs may have looked funny, but man, they were so good. And that is where it all just started, watching him, you know, grill chicken watching him just do simple things. He taught me so much, and I'm very blessed and fortunate that my grandfather Joe is still around, and my grandma Lydia, you know, they still live by themselves, and they still cook their own breakfasts and lunches and stuff, and my mom goes, and she's their caretaker now, so she goes and helps them. But it really is amazing because he put something in my heart that I never in a million years would have thought would put me where I'm at right now at the age I'm at. So I am so grateful. I want to thank, you know, all my family, all my friends, all the support. And this is, I don't want to say this, and I don't want this to sound like it's out of context, but I want to say thank you to every single cook that I worked with, every single chef I worked with, every restaurant manager, every general manager, every restaurant owner who told me I wouldn't amount to anything. This one is particularly for you. It's especially for you. And thank you so much for putting so much damn smoke under my pan here, because I wouldn't be where I'm at without you. So, and Mr. Lord, if you're out there from Riverbank High School in Riverbank, California, I don't think he works there anymore. I tried to look him up. He wasn't there. But he had told me I would never amount to anything. And I especially have to say thank you, because we have to understand, as chefs and as people who are motivated, we are especially more motivated when someone tells us we can't do something. If you tell me it's black and I think it's green, guess what? It's green, and I'm going to find a way to prove it to you. And that's the reality of this whole situation here, everybody. The success that I have hasn't just came from myself. I would never do that. I am not that kind of person. It came from all the people who have inspired me in every which way, shape, and form. And Chef George Quilty, I know you're out there. You know, I know we've had a rough patch, and I still don't know to this day why you don't like me. I love the heck out of you, man, and I'd still love to bang with you on the line one of these days. I learned a lot from you, and I want to say thank you, because I owe a lot of everything that's going on in my life now to you. You were definitely not my mentor, but you were my tormentor, and I'll tell you what, you are an amazing, amazing chef. A special thanks to Bo McMillan, of the Sanctuary on Camelback Mountain, a Food Network chef who's one of the most amazing people I ever met. I had the pleasure of staging in your kitchen, sir. Mr. Laurent Trondel from Bistro Laurent Trondel and all the Laurent Trondel restaurant chains all over the world. I had the pleasure of staging in your kitchen as well. And just like Chef Grant Ackett, who is the amazing chef of Alinea Restaurant in Chicago, who got to stage at the Al Bulier restaurant under Ferran Adria for 3 days, changed his whole perception on food. And in that month that I staged, it changed my perception on food forever. And that fine dining is a whole different concept. And what we as the Untamed Chef do, we are able to take food that everybody eats every day and make it just so much damn better. And I don't know how we do it, but we just do it. And we take this very, very serious. Every contest I've ever won, everything I've ever been a part of, it's because I want to give my clients, my family, my friends, hell, even my enemies, the best food they've ever had. The concept of the Untamed Chef was real simple. It was to start a business that was going to give all of our homeless brothers and sisters out there one good meal in their life. And that goal is still 100% thriving and moving. I'll be back at the Bethlehem Center next week helping Rita, who is, in my opinion, a living saint. She's like the Mother Teresa of the kitchen. She's been working there for a long time. She doesn't make a lot of money, but she understands it's her points that she's going to get after this whole thing is all done. And I respect the heck out of that. And I look forward to still doing it. We're going to feed 1 million people. That's the goal, to feed at least 1 million people the first 10 years. So I got a lot of work to do. But like I said, thank you so much to everybody for all their support. And it's funny because I can be the first one to tell you this. When you apply yourself to things, like the very first time I met Carolyn from Sunbless Orchard, I met her through my good friend Chef Scott Pearson, who's doing amazing things. He's one of my mentors in a positive way. I learned a lot from this guy. We still talk off and on every couple of days. And Chef Scott is such a genius chef. He's had everything, and then he's had nothing. And he's still just the same amazing person. and he's doing a lot of amazing things right now. I think he's doing some things with I think it's with Travel Channel, and he's to do Iron Chef America with Bobby Flay. He was one of the sous chefs on there, and he's shown me a lot of things that happen behind the scenes. And I just want to say, Chef Scott, I love you, man, and I can't wait till you come down here. I want to cook you an amazing meal. I might just have to drive down to SoCal and go cook for you over there, because, man, you're a busy guy. But I'm so grateful that I've been able to meet people. And it's just even blind meeting people on Facebook. And to Mr. Raymond Macareno for all the press you've done in your magazine for me. It was funny because when I started this business 3 years ago, well, 2.5, I guess 3 years ago, we were practically giving dinners away. We just wanted to get into people's kitchens. And then we started getting invites to do things. We started getting press for TV shows and all kinds of amazing things. And I have to say that through Scott, I met Carolyn, and through Carolyn, I met Grilliant. And with Grilliant, now I'm meeting all of you all over the world. And I'm very blessed to be able to speak to you guys. And even though I don't know your face, I don't know your names, I know your hearts, because you're real foodies. You appreciate the better things in life when it comes to food. And you want to find ways to cook better, eat better, and not spend as much. And that's exactly what the Untamed Chef is going to do. It's going to cater especially to you. So thank you so much. We'll go back down our list here, because this show is going to be pretty amazing. We're going to shoot 18 different recipes, 6 shows, and the pilot. So we have a 7-show first season on Foodie TV. Like I said, we're on Roku right now. It's going to be going on Amazon Fire and Apple TV. And the funny thing is this, the future is streaming. Everybody wants to be able to cook amazing food and watch it right from their smartphone. And they should have every right to do that. We're in America. This is the best country in the world. We deserve to have the right to do whatever we want, as long as we're, you know, staying within the law. So our next recipe is a Monterey sausage and peppers, Parmesan, garlic, crostini. And this is Joe at the Monterey Sausage Company. He's the owner, operator. He's an amazing guy, real down to earth. And for all my good Californians out there, Monterey sausages are going to be in Save Mart stores very, very soon. So look out for those. They're going to be fantastic. We're going to have some fun with this too. I got frog legs with Mexican street corn. And these are more like our I guess our little appetizers or hors d'oeuvres, I guess if we wanted to say it like that. I guess more like tapas, because they're heavier hors d'oeuvres. And so the frog is Mexican street corn. We all like going, you know, we go to the Romates or the flea markets. We get those roasted corns with the mayonnaise and the chipotle and the lemon, the salt and pepper, and then all that grated parm. I got to say, frog legs, in my opinion, they taste like chicken. So I love chicken with that, so I figured, why not? Let's do it with frog legs. Let's see what we come up with. And I got to tell you guys, it's pretty nice. We have a bison bolognese with a house-made tagliatelle pasta, a pomodoro rosé. Now, rosé, a lot of people are like, oh, it's such a boring sauce. Everybody's been doing it for years. I got to say this. 2 things. The first one is, I'm the Untamed Chef. The second thing is, I'll cook what I want. And I love it. I absolutely love it. If it tastes good, guess what? I'm going to make it. So that's just it right there. It's amazing. And with bison, it's such a lean meat. It's almost like you're cooking with like if you're cooking with ground turkey, except bison, it's still, I mean, it's that meaty, amazing flavor we want. Personally, I don't think it's gamey at all. But when we add it to what we're adding it to, it's going to be really nice. And this is one thing that we haven't seen a lot. I know I haven't. But pasta from scratch, first of all, it's cheaper. Secondly, it tastes so much better. I'm sorry, but pasta was not made to be, you know, put in a box and then boiled to death. Not with the Untamed Chef, no way. We're going to show you how easy it is to make it. It's really not that hard, you guys. I'm going to teach you the ways. We're updating the website. We got a lot of things going on. We're still trying to do the Untamed cooking classes online, but right now, it's just so insane right now. It's so hard to juggle everything. If you guys know someone who does cloning, let me know. I can use 4 more of me, and that would probably make my life a heck of a lot easier, because I am so just busy right now. But like I said, it's important for me to show my fans, people who are us at Grilliant Ideas, how much you mean to me and how much we really care about giving you the best shows we can give you. And like I said, It's all about food. It's all about love. It's all about friends. Mr. Grilling Ideas, I believe he has that right there on his Facebook, you know. Grilling Ideas is, you know, it's family, you know, or it's friends, you know, food, you know, and I think he has music on there. I don't particularly do music, but you know what? If you notice, all the things he has listed on there are things that really hit us right in our heart. Music brings people together. Food brings people together. And friends, come on, that one's a no-brainer. We always come together. So I absolutely, like I said, it's amazing what we're able to do on the station and how we can share our knowledge. And we have some amazing talent on here. We have some seriously amazing talent. Chef Christo's show is such an awesome show. Deaf Conversations is a really fun show as well. And those are just two of the many that we have. My favorite by far, though, I mean, come on. Grillion's show is just, I don't know what Grillion's show is, but I know that it's so darn entertaining that I just keep listening to it. I mean, I really appreciate good talk radio. I appreciate guys out there like Howard Stern, who challenged the system and they really said, you know what, I'm going to give the best darn show, even if it means I'm not going to be liked by a lot of people. They'll come to love me, and they have, and I'm one of them. So you know what, Howard, good job. Brilliant, amazing job. I appreciate it. Okay, so the next one is a house-made raviolo with a sun-dried tomato, spinach and ricotta cheese with a Bravo blue sauce that we're going to make with a raw milk bechamel. And like I said, to all the people who considered sponsoring and just didn't want to come through, they didn't see the value in this, you have to understand. You are going to – the people who did come on, the people I named at the beginning, these businesses, first of all, you're supported by the Untamed Chef forever, which is a pretty darn good place to be because I will always have your back, and that's a good thing because the stock we're having is always rising every day because we are changing the definition on the San Joaquin Valley and food and what it can, what it could, and what it will be when I'm done with it. But I had some places who said, you know what, I didn't like the fact that you didn't go to one of these prestigious culinary schools. I didn't like the fact that, you know, I had one person tell me, I don't like the fact you're Hispanic. I was like, well, with all respect, sir, you've probably been to Mexico more times than I have, meaning that I haven't even been to Mexico once. But so, you know, we had our ups and downs. This was not an easy trial. When you're asking people for money, and it's money that's not even for me, it's money for the show. You know, it's not easy going into this production right away. But we pulled it off. And the first season's ready to go, and there's not a doubt in my mind the second season's not going to be as easy to go as the other. So we pulled it off. We did the impossible that everybody said. And it's so surreal. My wife caught me today just staring with a smile at the wall. And she was like, well, what are you okay? Are you sick? Or I was like, no, honey, I'm just overwhelmed with joy that in 3 years, I have launched a successful business, an amazing radio show, and I don't doubt for one second my television show is not going to rock. So we are in a really good spot. So like I said, everybody, it's all because of you. Everybody who's come out to all the contests, everything, it has been amazing. And there's not a doubt in my mind that we're not going to keep rocking for a long, long time. I'm only 29. I don't even think I'm quite yet in my prime yet. They say you're not in your prime as a chef till you're in your 30s. I don't know if I would go that far, but I still don't feel like I'm where I want to be at yet to where I can, challenge Bobby and what's his name, Michael Simon at the same time. So I think when I'm there, I'll know, but I'm not quite there yet. Grilled asparagus with lemon, chili flake, and Bravo's award-winning feta, amazing stuff. Herb-roasted fingerling potatoes with a caramelized onion and this amazing creamy blue that they make. The 9th Street Blue is unbelievable. If you like blue cheese, we know that the rules of blue cheese are quite simple. The stinkier, the better. And this stuff, holy moly. It's, like I said, with blue cheese, the stinkier, the better. This stuff is horrendous, but man, is it so good, and what we're going to do with it is amazing, and I plan to use these products at all the food shows we're going to have next year, and like I said, it's only getting better. I've gotten an invite to the World Agriculture Expo in Tulare, California, which is the biggest exposition in the world. It's so insanely big. It's televised. It's huge. And there's the Untamed Jeff right there with that proud Grillion Ideas radio logo on his jacket, Foodie TV logo on my jacket, all the sponsors' logos on my jacket, because we are going to tear it up. All I can say is this: when we're done doing that demonstration, people are not going to think of food ever again the same that they do. And that's exactly what we want to do. There is no other chef, no private chef, for one. So anyone who's ever said, oh, private chef, wow, that's not really a chef, I beg to differ. Enter the next contest I enter into. I'll show you what a real private chef could do. Because we got this mixed notation that we got these people who show up at houses and they put together this slop. And I'm telling you right now, that's not what we do. You want to see what kind of food I do? www.ajhtheuntamedchef.com. Take a look at what we got on there. And you will clearly see the food that we're doing, it is no slop. I'm giving people a restaurant experience, if not better, in the comfort of their own home. I come in, I sanitize, I cook, I clean, I sanitize, and I leave. And no one even comes close to what we do. And the reason why is because all night, while everybody's sleeping, dreaming of sugar plums dancing in their heads, this chef is figuring out a way to make potatoes more tender, how to make unique textures, how to make the flavors pop more. I don't really sleep, and I guess some people say that's my downfall. I think personally I work better under pressure. But like I said, what we want to do is show the world that food that we do, it's unique and it's different. And that's exactly what the Untamed Chef is bringing to the table, and that's why I'm so honored for the show. We have maple glaze, brown butter carrots, and very easy, unbelievably delicious. You guys will love this. Honey brulee beets with Bravo cheese and pecans. And the Bravo cheese I'm going to use with the honey brulee beets, I want it to be something that really – I want to change those textures around, because a lot of people don't like beets. Personally, I think beets aren't that bad. I think they're really good, but we want to make sure. So what I'm thinking of using is using some of the 6-year Silver Mountain would really help the honey to pop, because we want to have that nutty flavor. We got that sweet flavor, then we have that earthy flavor from the beets and the pecans. It's all just going to make a lot of sense. And I know it just sounds insane, but you guys got to trust me. When I get in the kitchen, things happen that are different and they're unique, and people are drawn to it, and that's why we've been as blessed as we have been. We have sautéed kale with an aged Parmesan, caramelized onion, wild mushroom, preferably oyster mushrooms. We'll see what we can get in New York, though, because some of the things that we get in here in California, we're not getting over there. You know, I think we could get them. I'm pretty sure we can. And we're going to do a couple of desserts. I'm going to demonstrate how to make a 5-minute raw milk cinnamon ice cream with sugar-crusted quick pie crust and shaved almond. That's going to be just so fun, so different, because like I said, we want to stay true to the raw milk. That way it does all the good things it's supposed to do for our bodies. And by doing it this way, we're not going to be cooking the ice cream at all. I mean, we're going to keep it completely raw. We're going to use dry ice. We're going to shave it down. We're going to make this ice cream. And I'm telling you guys right now, it sounds insane, but it is so, so good. excuse me, we're going to do a raw milk banana bread pudding with a chantilly cream and a dark chocolate drizzle. But like I said, this show is for everybody. I want to show you guys something different. I want to show you something that makes you happy. And I know that with the Untamed Chef and what we're doing here, not only are we breaking ground on television, but we're giving everybody a show that they're going to look forward to watching, and something I want you to watch with the families. Get inspired by what we're doing. Follow me on Facebook, Albert J. Hernandez, The Untamed Chef. Instagram, Untamed Chef 777. I don't do Twitter. No offense to all my Twitter people out there. I understand it. I don't know what it is. I just don't like it. I'm not one of those guys that's on his phone all day. And those tweets, from what I understand, they only last seconds. And I'm not about to join into that. So not yet. We'll see. If there's a demand for it, we'll see. But right now, we're having trouble just keeping up with what we're doing. So I think we're good on Twitter right now. But like I said, I want to inspire everybody. I want to get everybody excited. After we get done shooting The Untamed Chef, we plan to do a YouTube series. It's going to be a lot of fun. And that's really going to be what you guys want to learn. I'm going to shoot it. I bought an amazing 4K high definition GoPro Hero 4, and it's absolutely insane. It's like movie quality camera. It's insane. I absolutely adore the thing. It works really, really well, and more importantly, it's doing what I need it to do. Okay, so here's what we're going to do. Thanksgiving leftovers. How do we make them fun? We're tired of just the turkey sandwiches. We're tired of just doing all the... And you know what? Don't get me wrong. I am just as guilty as anybody who loves having a turkey sandwich. Hell, I think I've had at least maybe 3 or 4 of them since Thanksgiving has been over. And all we do is the turkey breast. So, I mean, we sous vide it, and then we sear it, and I torch it with a blowtorch. It comes out really good, nice and crispy, and everybody absolutely adored it. So a lot of fun. Well, here's what I like to do. So I'm going to break it down to you here. And this is actually one of the dishes that my wife, who was my girlfriend at the time, made for me. I don't know. I mean, it made me fall in love with her completely because we've been together for, we're going on 10 years together. We've been married for over 6 now. But we did a unbelievable jalapeno turkey with jasmine rice bowl. And I got to tell you guys right now, OM goodness. It was so, so tasty. Real easy. To make the drizzle, it's my burnt sugar soy reduction. Very simple. Got a pencil? 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay. We do 1 cup. Depending on how many people you have. If you're just doing for like, you know, you and the wife, or, you know, the wife and the husband, 1 cup soy sauce, 1 cup brown sugar. Reduce that down by half. It's very sweet. Add in some chili flakes. There's your drizzle. You want to use the dark part of the turkey to pull this off to make it really, really good. Just because that meat, you know, you could put a little bit of pressure on it. You could cook it down a little bit, make it taste good, and guess what? It will be very, very good. So that's what we do. Use the dark part of the turkey, mix that in. I'm doing just for me and my wife, which is never for me and my kid. My little guy, he can't have the chili. My older son absolutely adores my son Adam. So what I would do is do 1 jalapeno, 1/2 an onion, red bell pepper, and I love mushrooms personally, so I always put mushrooms in a lot of stuff. Mushroom is great, a little bit of fresh garlic in there, a little bit of oil. Start off on a low heat, work it up to a medium, then all the way to a high. If you have a wok, this makes it a little bit easier. If you don't, which most of us, you know, we don't. I'm one of them. I had one, and I seem to always lose them all the time. But real simple. Put that thing up, get it nice and hot, sear the heck out of it, hit it with some oil, and get those flavors going, and you put that on top of some beautiful jasmine rice. Jasmine rice is real easy. 2 to 1, 1 cup of rice, 2 cups of water. You know, 2 cups of rice, 4 cups of water. Start on high, bring to a boil. Once it comes to a boil, add the rice, turn the heat down to a whisper of a flame, put a cap on top of it, set her and forget her. 15 to 20 should be ready to rock and roll. That's one thing I love to do. Another thing I love to do, oh my goodness, is using the leftover turkey breast to do amazing turkey fajitas. And it's real easy. What we want to do is, you're going to need a little bit of tequila for this because we're going to make that sauce. Hot pan, turkey breast, onions, bell pepper. I use serranos. They taste better. We throw it right in the skillet, mix it up really, really nice and quick. Hit it with the alcohol. Once the alcohol's in there, hit it with equal parts paprika, cayenne, chili powder, and curry powder, the yellow curry powder. And you're going to turn the heat off once you put that in there. Throw in there, and here's the hard part, but you guys got to trust me. I'm a chef. Tablespoon of butter. I prefer organic pasture raw milk butter because the uncultured stuff is unbelievable. It never breaks. It's the perfect beurre blanc sauce, and that's pretty much what we want to do is have a nice beurre blanc style texture. It tastes unbelievable, and it's really, really good for you in terms of not health-wise, but, man, it really helps us just change the whole concept of, hey, we're just having turkey sandwiches again. We want to do something up a little bit different, and you put that with a little bit of tortilla. If you have a little bit of Spanish rice, you can put that there. Beans, or personally, you just put it in a nice tortilla and enjoy it because that's really what it is. You know, you put a little bit of cheese on there if you want, but I'm telling you, that sauce is so good. You really don't got to do much to change it up at all. And the last thing I wanted to demonstrate was, this is really cool, and I challenge any and everybody out there, Grillant, this was for you, my friend. Lori, make sure to remind him, take the turkey. take the stuffing. What you want to do, we're gonna do, and then you're gonna take any. If you have any leftover rolls, if not, go buy some. $1, $2, wherever you get them. We're gonna do a turkey stuffing bread pudding, real easy. And bread pudding doesn't always have to be sweet. It can be savory as well. We're doing a savory one right here. And I'm telling you, what you do is you mix the turkey, mix the stuffing, cut the bread up really, really. You don't have to cut it up too fine. You just want to cut it up into you know, nice little medium squares. You know, you put that in something. Make sure it's nice and tight. Drop in there about 2 eggs. Depending on what you're doing, you know what? Let's do just custard. We're gonna do 2 eggs, 1 cup of cream. Make sure it's nice and soggy. Put a little bit of salt and pepper over the top. And it's very easy because this is what I love about this recipe right here. You put in the oven, 375, I'd say about 20 minutes. Keep in mind, if you have the dark meat of the turkey, it's better because it's not going to dry up. The breast is probably going to dry up. So if you're going to do the breast, put aluminum over the top and cover it. Bake that bad boy out. You top that with some gravy, and now we're cooking untamed. Now you have this amazing turkey stuffing bread pudding that, and it's going to taste different. I promise you, it's going to taste different because now it's going to be like, whoa, kind of unique. It's very different. It's tasty. And what I like to do is serve that with a side of our leftover mashed potatoes from the following. And it's unique. If you have any of the green beans or any of the vegetables that you had from Thanksgiving, throw them in the bread pudding. And I promise you, this will make the turkey at least exciting for you for the next couple of days. And last but not least, we have to demystify. Everybody thinks, oh, if you eat too much turkey, you get tired. And that's really not that true. I can't think of the actual the medical reason why, what they said it was, but I can tell you this. If you eat, the average person eats 2.5 to 3 pounds of turkey on Thanksgiving. And I know I'm one of them. And you don't realize it, but you're so, the adrenaline's up, you know, the football's on, family's all there. You're just eating and eating and eating. You don't even know it, but you're eating a lot of food. That's what's making you tired. If you want to, you know, I'm not telling anybody to stop enjoying Thanksgiving because I absolutely adore Thanksgiving. And Black Friday was interesting. It's not even Black Friday, it's like Black Thursday because all the doors open at 6 o'clock and then they want you to try to go back on Friday. Save yourselves some time, save yourselves the heartache and the heartbreak, because you go somewhere 2 or 3 hours and you end up not getting what you came to get. That's what the internet's for. I was able to buy everything I needed in 2 clicks of a mouse, and I am absolutely happy. Like I said to everybody, the Untamed Chef is for you. This is your show. If you have questions, you want to learn something, drop me a Facebook line. You know what? Like I said, Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef. And this is your Untamed Chef. Friend, your chef, Payne. I love you. Have a good night.
Of radio is on its way. Food, music, and friends. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year.